I'm just going to bring a very short word this morning, and we're going to allow plenty of time for some ministry here this morning. We have our prayer and prophetic team available to pray. I've noticed that we're coming to a close of the Rio Olympics, and for some of you sport junkies, you might be ready to get your life back, or some of you may be just waiting for something else to be on television. I know I am. But what I have watched of the Olympics, I haven't watched too much of the Olympics, but what I have seen is kind of a roller coaster of emotions. You watch your team, Australian members, win gold, and all the jubilation and excitement of all their hard work being seen and rewarded and winning gold medals. And then you see the swing of the pendulum going to the other side, where people haven't done as well as they anticipated, and the disappointment and emotions that come with not achieving what they envisaged. But you know, there is always amazing stories of triumph and perseverance with athletes. And you know, there's some standout athletes like America's Michael Phelps. He's amazing. He won 5 gold medals and 1 silver this year at Rio. He's actually now the most decorated Olympian of our time, which means he's won the most Olympic medals ever. 28 medals, 23 of those are gold medals. That's more gold medals than some countries have ever won in participating in the Olympics. So that's quite an extraordinary outcome. But whether you are into the Olympics or not, one of the things that I love about the fact that we have the Olympics is that it reminds us as Christians of the concept of a race, because we are called to run a race. And whilst we may never ever participate in the Olympics, the concept of a race is a metaphor for how we're to live our lives. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Each one of us has a race that's been marked out by God. And it's a race of faith. And you know, regardless of what's marked out on that race, we're called to run it with perseverance. God wants us to run this race with perseverance. The original word for perseverance in the Greek is hupone, and it means steadfastness, patience, endurance. It means constancy. And if you think about those qualities, you wouldn't need those qualities unless there's going to be stuff on your race. All of us have stuff on our race that is going to call us to be patient, to endure, to be steadfast. But what I love about that word hupone is that the actual root of that word comes from cheerful or hopeful endurance. So we're running with endurance, not from a position of dread. We're running from a position of hopefulness. And you know, church, we've got plenty to be hopeful about. You may be facing some situations and you're not feeling hopeful. Well, I'm going to encourage you this morning. We've got plenty to be hopeful about, because we're on the winning team. We're on Jesus' team. And he's gone before us. And he has conquered death. And he is cheering us on when we fix our eyes upon him. But each one of us has a race that's marked out, and it's going to look different to the person beside you. We, however, have some common threads that are going to unite us all. It's going to be marked with birth and death. It's going to be marked with laughing and weeping. It's going to be marked with times of searching and times of letting go. It's going to be times of sowing and fruitfulness, but there's also going to be times of pruning. There are going to be times of building, and there's going to be times of tearing down. There is going to be pain, and there is going to be joy. This is the race of faith. Hebrews 12 encourages us to actually strip off everything that entangles us from running this race. And to this morning, I want to focus on one area that I see leads us to be entangled, leads us so easily to sin, and keeps our eyes off God. You know, sometimes we struggle to experience God's presence. Well, this can be one of the reasons why. I want to show you a picture up on the screen. So this is Michael. He's Michael Phelps, and beside him is South African Chad Lacoste. And this is the 200-metre butterfly race. Now, a little bit of backstory to this picture is that 4 years ago at the London Olympics, Chad actually beat Michael in this race by 0.05 seconds. That's not much. But Michael was pretty determined to come back to Rio and to beat his rival. And what I love about this photo is Michael's focus. His focus is ahead. Chad's focus is not ahead. It's looking in the other lane. It's looking to Michael. And Michael did win this race. You know, when we compare ourselves to what's happening in the other lane, it does slow us down. It does ensnare us. And this morning, I want to deal with this spirit of comparison. Comparison is actually nothing new. It's been around since Cain and Abel. And what I can tell you about this spirit is that it's destructive and it's wicked. You know, we live in an age of the internet, and I'm not going to poo-poo the internet because I think there are many blessings of the internet. But one of the traps is that we are open to this spirit of comparison like never before. It's so easy to compare and see what other people are doing. All the images that we get slammed with on social media, seeing how other people live their lives, it's so easy to find yourself slipping into comparison. Comparison, and I'm not talking here this morning about learning from others. You know, when you look at someone and how they're living their life and learning from them to live your race well, I'm talking about it leading to a place of negativity. Comparison can easily lead us to doubt and insecurity, inferiority, intimidation, rejection, envy, jealousy, discontentment, arrogance, gluttony, competition and pride. And the worst of it, I guess, is murder. It can steal our joy and peace. It's a real doozy of a spirit. You know, God has a race marked out for each one of us, and what's going to happen on that race is going to be different. We're going to face different situations and circumstances on our race. But in all of it, God has a purpose and He has a plan. My race is my race. Your race is your race. And we just need to learn how to focus on running our own race. God doesn't want us bogged down, jumping into other people's lanes, trying to live other people's race. We're not actually equipped to run someone else's race. God only equips us to run our own race. In John 21, there is this story of Jesus coming back and he spending time with Peter. And he speaks to Peter and he asks him 3 times, "Peter, do you love me?" And at the end of this dialogue, Jesus indicates to Peter the kind of death Peter is going to have that is going to bring glory to God. And in that moment, Peter decides to do one thing. He decides to turn his head and look to John. Now, if you know your Bible stories, John and Peter were often in competition with one another. And in that moment, he turned to John and said, asked Jesus, "What about him?" And Jesus responds to him by saying, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. I love that. I love how Jesus just puts it right back at Peter. What is it to you, Peter, what I choose to plan out for John? What is it to you? All you need to care about, Peter, is following me. What's that to you? Is actually a really brilliant question. And it's a question we should be asking ourselves if we ever find ourselves comparing to someone else. What's that to you when a colleague receives a promotion at work and you don't? What is that to you? What's that to you if your mate earns more money than you? What is it to you? What's that to you if your friend's post-baby body bounces back? Yeah, well, we do compare our bodies to each other, don't we? What is that to you? What's that to you if people are getting married and having kids? What is that to you? What's that to you if there are more people attending the church down the road to your church? What is that to you? Jesus is calling us to run the race that has been marked out for us. He's asking us not to look to the left and not to look to the right, not to compare, but to run with endurance the race that's been marked out for us. And so this morning, I want to open the altar for a time of prayer, for a time of dealing with these things. If you have struggled with comparison, if you have felt you never actually measure up, then I'd love for you to come out this morning. If you have struggled with low self-esteem and confidence and discontentment, I would love for you to come out this morning and to be prayed for. Perhaps God's been calling you to do something, but you've just felt like you don't have the right skills or the right stuff to be able to do it. I'd love for you to come out this morning. If you're confronting fear of failure, I would love for you to come out this morning. If you have felt like you're never good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, talented enough, I would love for you to come out this morning. We're going to deal with this issue and believe for greater freedom, because that is what's going to enable us to run with endurance. We're going to cut off the things that entangle us. In Jesus' name.